Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 487. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. So next week is Pesach. I don't want to stress anybody out. And this past week we had Parshas Tasri and Parshas Metzora is coming up this week. So I wanted to share something that I shared this past Shabbos, and it really puts all of these ideas together. So to begin with Pesach, we know that the first thing we do after we make Kiddush, we break the middle matzah, we say this paragraph of Halach Ma'anya. We describe the bread of affliction, the bread of matzah, which is not like any other bread that we have. And one of the first things that we say is Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol. We introduce the entire Seder by inviting others who might be needy, who might be hungry, to come and enter. Whereas, this is a very nice thing, perhaps we should be doing this all of the time, the question could be asked, why do we specifically do this on Pesach? So I'd like to answer this question by taking a step back and looking at the theme of our parashios, the idea of the Metzora. So we know one of the halachos of the Metzora is, the Metzora who would have leprosy of some sort, it's probably not actually a leprosy, but some sort of spiritual malady that we refer to as leprosy, the person would fall victim to this, and Chazal say there are a variety of reasons why a person might get this affliction, and we've talked about this in the past, but one of the psukim, perhaps the most severe, maybe call it a punishment of this person, is Kol Yimei Asher HaNega Bo Yitmot Tamehu Badod Yeshev Michutz LaMachane Moshavo. This person is required to go all the way outside of the camp. They can't be in the middle, the center camp, the Machane Kedusha, the Machane Kahuna, where the Mishkan was. They can't be in the Machane Leviyah, where the Leviyim were, directly outside that, and they can't be in the Machane Israel either. And the reason that's given is because Badad Yeshev, the Gemara in Erechin says, Hu Hivdil ben Ishla, Ishla ben Ishla, Reyeu Lefikach Amra Torah, Badad Yeshev. This person, separated between others due to his speaking Lashon Hara, so this person needs a lot of room. They need a lot of space because they make space between people. So put the person outside the camp until they are healed. Now, the Gemara Nedarim doubles down on this and says, as a matter of fact, the idea of the Metzora being placed outside the camp is actually a more severe punishment than you would think. So much so that the Gemara says, Arba chashuvin kemes. There are four people who in their current situation are considered as if they are dead. They are not living lives. And one of the examples is the Metzora, this person living outside, all alone, outside of the camp. The other three are Ani, a poor person, a suma, a blind person, umishein lo banim, and somebody who unfortunately does not have a nuclear family, somebody who does not have children. So what is this all about? What is this idea of the person as if they are not alive? So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a beautiful interpretation of this idea. He says that these are not four disparate ideas. Some people think that the Metzora misused the most important aspect of humanity, which is the ability to speak, our gift of speech, and that's why he's considered as if he's not alive. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz says no. All of these four things have the same principle behind them. He starts with the Metzora, and he says the Metzora is unable to give. And to be a human means to be a part of society and to give to others. And therefore, these four people, person who has no children, has to look a little bit further than what might be natural to give to others. A person who can't see the plight of others, and therefore will have a hard time giving and distributing to those who need their help. A person who has no money can barely have the energy or the ability or the resources to focus on themselves, let alone somebody else. And finally, the Metzora, this person maybe is the worst. They're completely absent. They are not with anyone. They are at arm's length from everyone, and therefore they cannot be members of a society and providing as humans ought to do, to be referred to as humans. He says, Kimiacho she'enu yochel ios im acherem, enu yochel lahargish b'matzavo shel hazulas v'litein lo. Because he can't be with others, he can't feel their pain, their suffering, the hari hu kames, and that is what life is about. I understood this idea much better when I saw the story of Primo Levi. He describes being in Auschwitz in 1945, right before the Russians were about to get there. And so the Germans took everyone who was able-bodied, or somewhat able-bodied, to walk on the death march. And they would just take them and people would be dropping off the march. But those who would not be able to march, those who were too sick or too wounded, too injured, they left there. And those who were left Levi says, they had to scrounge for whatever food they could find, whatever fuel they could find to make a fire, and indeed they did. And he describes as follows, after they put together this food and this fire, he says, when the broken window was repaired and the stove began to spread its heat, something seemed to relax in everyone. And at that moment, a particular person proposed to the others that each of them offer a slice of bread to us three who had been working. And so it was agreed. Only a day before, a similar event would have been inconceivable. The law of the lager, the concentration camp, said, eat your own bread, and if you can, that of your neighbor, and left no room for gratitude. It really meant that the law of the lager was dead. It was the first human gesture that occurred among us. I believe that that moment can be dated as the beginning of the change by which we who had not died slowly changed from prisoners to men again. The idea of being able to give is what uniquely makes us human. And we have, of course, these circles that surround us. Of course, there's our own self-interest, our own little itty-bitty circle, the things that we need to do for ourselves, and there's our spouse, our family, our friends, then there's the outside, there's our maybe our synagogue, our community, there's our wider local community, our wider Jewish community, there's the State of Israel, which of course is our larger community, there's the Jewish people at large, there's humanity at large. The Metzora is the type of person, the Metzora who causes division amongst people, who is outside all of these groups. The Metzora cannot fit in any of them because Metzora takes up too much room. We, on the other hand, are supposed to be people who are paying attention to as many of those circles as possible. Perhaps one might suggest that's why we begin the Seder with the invitation to all. Not every Shabbos do we do this, but at the Seder, when we achieved our independence, we have to remind ourselves that although we are independent, that doesn't mean there aren't others in our outside circles who are dependent on us. And so the very first thing that we say, as the Avudraham says, you know, Pesach is Yesh Hotzah Gedola, Vein Biyad Ho'aniyim Luknostei Sipukim. We know how expensive Pesach is, how difficult Pesach is to put together. And so the very first thing that we need to do is invite others, offer opportunities for others to come and join us, and for us to realize that independence doesn't mean that we are alone. It doesn't mean that we're meant to take up so much space and not be concerned with those around us, and not only those who are more impoverished than us and who have less, but even with causes that are larger and greater than us. Those who might need us on a national level, on a communal level, we are obligated to be involved in those needs as well. There's a metaphor that I offered in my drusha this past Shabbos. I was sitting on the Bell Parkway stuck in traffic. And I was stuck in traffic. I didn't know what to do because I was running late for Shabbos. I was with my entire family. And we weren't quite sure how we were going to make it. And we were trying to think of at what point we might actually have to turn around. And part of my pondering was, look at all these cars around me. If you take a look at what's between me and the Verrazano Bridge, it might be a couple of hundred cars over the course of a quarter mile. And if you think about it, every single person in the car is probably alone. There's nobody else in the car with them, and they need so much space. Everybody takes up so much space. They need to listen to their own music. They need to go and come at their own schedule. And because of that, all of these people are in each other's way, and they build up this traffic. And so as I'm pondering all of this, I get a phone call from my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law tells me, you got to take the upper level. Don't take the lower level, take the upper level. And I say, I can't take the upper level. Why not? Because I'm looking at Waze. Waze is telling me to take the lower level, and Waze is always right. It's the greatest act of faith that I've said many times that any of us have on a day-to-day basis. Plug into Waze and just follow it. And so I was uncomfortable going to the upper level, so I said, why should I go to the upper level? So he said, because there's an HOV lane, there's a carpool lane. And indeed, as difficult as it was, I made that difficult choice, and I went and took the upper level and found myself totally streamlined, flying across the bridge and through the entire Staten Island Expressway in that HOV carpool lane. And all I can think of, look at all these people stuck alone, all of these people in cars who require so much space and need so much room and don't realize the power of getting together, the power of having a car full of people. All the great prognosticators and all of those who read tea leaves who say, what will be with the Jewish people? What will be with the world? They are never taking into account the fact that when we get together, we can push more forward, we can go faster, and we can accomplish things that nobody could have ever thought. That's the idea that Metzora reminds us of. When the Metzora is outside the camp, it's because the Metzora requires too much room, that as soon as somebody is inside the camp, living a life of giving and a life of providing and being sensitive for one another, there is no end to what we can do, and there's no greater speed at which we can do it. Have a great day.